Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful energy flips in drum and bass, an Amen Jungle Switch Up in Ableton Live 12. This is the kind of move that can take a track from a straight roller and turn it into instant reload energy without needing a whole new drop. We're going to keep it musical, DJ friendly, and tight in the low end. Think of this switch up as a conversation between the break and the bass. Not a drum solo, not a wall of chaos, but a controlled back and forth that feels alive. The goal is to surprise the listener while still keeping the groove readable. That's what makes it work in a club, in a mix, and in a full arrangement. We'll use stock Ableton tools only, so everything here is easy to repeat and easy to adapt later. If you've already got a basic roller loop going at around 172 to 174 BPM, perfect. If not, start there. You want a simple 8-bar foundation with 3 parts, your sub or bass line, your core kick and snare, and your Amen break on its own track. Before we get fancy, establish the before moment. Keep the first 4 bars pretty stable. Let the listener lock into the pocket. That way, when the switch up arrives, it actually feels like a change instead of just more activity. In D and B, contrast is everything. If everything is already moving at full speed, nothing really lands. Now let's talk about the Amen itself. Warp it cleanly, and set the warp mode to beat so the transients stay punchy. If needed, tighten the transient preservation so the break keeps its snap. You can keep it as audio or slice it up to a MIDI track if you want more control. Either way, focus on phraseable chunks first. One loop with the classic backbone, one with ghost notes and hats, and one with a fill or crash accent is a great starting point. This is where the magic starts. Chop the Amen so it still sounds like the Amen, but with your own fingerprint on it. Keep at least one familiar hit pattern in there so the ear recognizes it. Then add one surprise move that could be a missing kick, a repeated snare ghost, or a slightly displaced accent. Tiny changes make a huge difference here. A snare nudged a little late can feel looser and more human. A ghost note pulled slightly early can add urgency. You're not trying to destroy the break, you're trying to evolve it. A really effective intermediate move is to create 3 stages of motion across the switch up. In bars 1 and 2, keep it recognizable. In bars 3 and 4, make it more chopped and active. Then, if you want to extend it to 8 bars, push the second half into a more aggressive fill or attention section before the return. That gives the section an arc instead of just a static loop. Now let's shape the sound with modulation. Put an auto filter after the break and automate the cutoff over 4 bars. A low pass filter works beautifully here. You can start with the top end more closed, then gradually open it up as the section progresses. That gives you that classic jungle lift without needing a massive riser. Keep the resonance controlled, just enough to add a bit of bite without getting whistly or harsh. A nice stock chain for the Amen is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and drum bus. EQ8 helps clean up mud, especially in that boxy 250 to 400 Hz range. If the top needs a little air, a gentle lift around 7 to 10 kHz can help. Saturator adds grit and attitude. Don't overdo it, but a few dB of drive can make the break feel more battered and alive. Drum bus is great for added punch and texture, but keep it subtle. This is jungle energy, not a crushed drum wall. And here's an important teacher note. Don't automate everything all the time. A better result often comes from just 2 or 3 clear moves. One filter motion, one fill edit, one final hit or stop. That's usually enough to make the section feel intentional. Too much automation can blur the shape of the arrangement. Next, let's give the bass a role in the conversation. The bass should answer the break, not fight it. If you're using a Reese or dark mid bass, keep the phrases short and deliberate. Maybe hold one note under the first 2 bars, then add a couple of syncopated stabs in bars 3 and 4, then leave a gap before the fill. That space matters. In D and B, negative space can hit harder than adding another layer. If your bass is split into 2 layers, keep the sub clean and mono, and let the mid layer carry the movement. The sub should stay simple, centered, and stable. The mid layer can get a bit of filter movement, saturation, or width. Use utility to keep the low end locked down, and only widen the parts that can safely spread out. The center of the mix still needs to feel solid. A really strong way to make the switch up feel bigger is to create a mini drop within the drop. Thin out the low end for 1/2 bar or 1 bar. Then hit the listener with a fill, a reverse break chop, a snare throw, or a crash into the next phrase. That little air pocket makes the return feel much larger. It's a simple trick, but it works every time when the phrasing is right. You can also use a return track with reverb or delay for select hits. Not the whole break, just specific snare ghosts or percussion accents. That keeps the break up front while giving the transition some depth. A reversed amen hit tucked behind a snare can sound huge without cluttering the arrangement. Now let's glue the drums together without flattening them. Group your drum elements and use a Q8, glue compressor, drum bus, and maybe utility for mono checking. Keep the compression light. A couple of dB of gain reduction is enough. You want the break to breathe. If it starts feeling stiff, back off the compressor before you reach for more saturation. This is a really important mindset in drum and bass. Do not overprocess the life out of the break. The amen works because of its attitude, its texture, and its transient movement. If you crush it too hard, you lose the swing that makes it special. Since this is a DJ Tools lesson, think like a selector. Make the switch up usable in a mix. That means clear phrase lengths, a clean entry point, and a clean exit point. A 4-bar switch up is often perfect for a quick energy spike. An 8-bar version gives you more storytelling. Either way, end it on a strong downbeat or a neatly phrased fill so a DJ can mix out or loop it without stress. A practical arrangement might look like this: a stripped intro with filtered percussion, then a main drop with stable bass and break support, then the amen switch up with filter automation and chopped edits, then a return to the main drop with one new detail added so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. That's how you make a section feel intentional and useful in a set. Here's a powerful advanced idea. Print the switch up to audio once it's working. Resample the drum group, chop the printed result, and make tiny micro edits. Reverse a short hit, duplicate a ghost note, nudge timing by ear. Once you got the core movement right, printing to audio lets you make the section feel much more custom and musical. It also helps reduce CPU if your chain is getting heavy. If you want a more aggressive version, try pushing the break bus harder with saturation before compression. Or duplicate the amen, distort the duplicate, high pass it, and blend it quietly underneath. That gives you extra grime without destroying clarity. You can also do a halftime shadow bar, where the feel briefly drops into a heavier pocket for one bar before snapping back. That kind of move can be massive if you place it cleanly. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't overcrowd the switch up with too many fills. Don't leave the sub running through every transition. Don't widen the low mids too much. Don't make the amen sterile and over clean. And don't forget the DJ perspective. If a section can't be mixed into or out of cleanly, it might sound cool in solo but fail in a set. For a quick practice exercise, set a 15-minute timer and build a 4-bar amen switch up from scratch. Load one break, warp it cleanly, chop it into at least 3 fragments, add a simple bass response with just a few notes, automate an auto filter opening over the bar count, and add one fill in the final bar using a reversed hit or a snare throw. Then bounce it to audio and make one extra micro edit. When you a/b it against the original loop, you should hear a clear before and after without losing the low-end authority. So remember the big idea here: contrast with control. Keep the groove clear. Chop the break into musical phrases. Use a few smart modulation moves instead of constant motion. Give the bass space to answer. Phrase the section like a DJ tool, not just a loop. If it feels exciting, readable, and mixable, you've nailed the amen switch up. Now let's move on and make it hit.